Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Right, Jesus here sounds a little frustrated, like any teacher who spends tirelessly effort to teach something, a concept, to demonstrate in different ways a specific teaching. But like any student, if you still can't get it, what is it that you do? You ask questions, right? You request things so that you can understand and be satisfied. And I think that is where Philip was. Jesus, previously to his questions, was talking about going to the Father and preparing a place for them. And then Jesus is talking about himself as the only way to God. And now Jesus is saying that by seeing Jesus, they had seen the Father. And so I think Philip's request is very reasonable. It can get a little confusing as to how God works in relation to God the Son and the Holy Spirit. My guess is that even after spending 3 years with Jesus as his students and listening to his teachings and seeing miracles and signs of God at work in Jesus, Philip is still perhaps thought that Jesus was another great prophet, or that Jesus and the Father were two different beings. And so I don't blame Philip. It is confusing sometimes as to how the Father and God the Son work and how they are the same God. And to confuse Philip even more, he talks about the Holy Spirit as the advocate, as the Spirit of truth, as someone whom the world cannot receive but because it neither sees him nor knows him. But Philip and his disciples know him because he abides with them and he will be with them. Philip here reflects our own struggles with issues of faith and belief and doubt, of ongoing discernment as to how God works in us and how God works in the world, despite the evil and the injustices and our own brokenness. But by asking questions and struggling with these issues and concepts about God is how we grow in faith, right? By questions, by discerning. That's how we grow in faith. Today we celebrate the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church, in our own lives. Jesus first speaks of the Holy Spirit as an advocate. And when I think about what an advocate is, I think of people who stand with and for others, who perhaps have no voice, or who might feel fearful to express their voice. Oftentimes, these advocates are bold and visible and courageous and exercise their power for the sake of others, who the world does not see as people. I also think of an advocate as someone similar to a social worker who sees the challenges of a family, the lack of resources, and tries to advocate for them by bringing resources to them, but trying to make things equal to families who may be experiencing economic hardship. Part of their work is to advocate for their rights and provide counseling and support. The root of this work is to recognize each family as individuals and treating them with dignity and with respect. An advocate in the context of a courthouse is someone who speaks on behalf of someone else, who looks for the best interests of the person being accused of a certain crime. But it reminds people in the courtroom, despite whatever their crime is, of their client's rights, interests, and perspective. Now, in the context of our faith journey, an advocate might be like our parents or godparents or sponsors, right, at our baptisms, who stood next to us to express their support, or parents who have helped as guides to our faith, who reminds us and help explain Jesus' word to us, or who through their actions shows what unconditional love is. I always think of my father and mother, and today being Father's Day, I will say my father had a huge influence in my Lutheran faith journey. He was someone through whom I learned my Christian values and what was expected of me as a Christian. I took confirmation with him. So we went over all the creeds of the church, the Ten Commandments, the Bible, the Holy Trinity, what God desires for me in my life according to the values of God, and concepts like sin and eternal life and so on. But the times that I fail as a person of faith, or I feel like I fail growing up, whether it was my poor behavior at school, or when making a mistake and trying to make myself appear good, or trying to justify my behavior when making a mistake, my father taught me to name always my failures and my mistakes, and to be honest with myself, to always be honest, whether that resulted in consequences or whether that resulted in ruining my reputation with my friends. And so as a result, he offered forgiveness and love, and our favorite Lutheran word, grace. And so it is rooted in grace, in this unconditional love of God, that we get to also offer that same love and welcome today to Claire and Maddie, who will be baptized today, and rejoice with Jay, who will affirm his baptism. Using Pastor Daniel Erlande in his booklet, A Lutheran Welcome to Holy Baptism, baptism affirms our place in the ongoing story of God's love. Baptism affirms our place in the ongoing story of God's love. In baptism, God says to us, yes, yes, yes. I made you, I sustain you, I love you, I give you forgiveness and wholeness and eternal life, and the gift is unconditional. You need not be somebody or do anything to deserve the gifts. It is free. Only receive the gifts by faith. So Claire and Maddie, in their desire to be baptized, and Jay, in his desire to affirm his baptisms, are evidence that the Holy Spirit continues to work in our world. They are evidence that the Holy Spirit is abiding in their lives. Today they are here affirming the work of God in their lives, but also join Philip and all of us in our ongoing struggle of questions about faith, trying to perhaps understand still what it means to be Lutheran, or the depth of the word grace, or how to best explain the Trinity to others, or what it means being part of the body of Christ in the world, or how to best respond as people of faith when challenges arise in our world, or the role of the Scripture in our lives, how to best share their faith with others, and how to use their gifts to serve as witnesses of Christ in the world by their God-given talents and gifts. Before today, I give each one of them a set of questions that have to do with all of this, with their faith journey and core Christian and Lutheran beliefs, and questions regarding living out their faith and their personal hopes for the future as people of faith. In a little bit, I'm going to invite them to share some of their responses to some of these questions. But I wanted to leave out with the good news for us today. The good news for us today is that because of the death and resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit, we, along with Philip, continue to abide in Jesus and he in us. The Spirit sustains us, forgives us, and loves us, empowering us to live into the fullness of God's unconditional love. So thanks be to God for that. Amen. So I now would like to invite Claire and Maddie and